This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is BFM, and I'm Chuang, joined by Sharit and Lin Mark. It is now 8:45 in the morning, and we are looking at the fact that Putrajaya yesterday approved the Penang South Reclamation Project. This is a story that BFM has been following for a while, but in case you missed it, the Penang South Reclamation Project is a land reclamation project to create three man-made islands covering about 4,500 acres of the southern coast of Penang Island. Now, the Penang State Government, where I'm from, has dubbed it a well-planned smart city, and according to reports by The Star, the project could generate as much as 70 billion ringgit for the transport master plan in Penang.
Now, Penang Chief Minister Chia Kon Yeow has said that the National Physical Planning Council approved the project on 18 conditions, and this has sparked some criticism from several NGOs who are unhappy with the project's approval due to the high costs. Now, the NGOs such as the Consumers Association of Penang and Sahabat Alam Malaysia also called for the 18 conditions to be made public.
So, for some clarity on the details of this project, let's turn to the Penang Chief Minister himself, Chia Kon Yeow, who is on the line right now. Chao, welcome to BFM, and tell us, what were the approval conditions set by the National Physical Planning Council?
Good morning and thank you. Yesterday, under the Town and Country Planning Act, the question of approval doesn't arise because the paper is presented to get the advice of the National Physical Planning Council. So, the paper submitted by Plan Malaysia was deliberated and accepted with the 18 conditions imposed. If you want me to read it out, it's very long. But anyway, at 12 noon today, I'll be having a press conference to announce the 18 advice contained in the paper. But during the deliberation, other ministry also gave their views and other conditions for us to comply, and other conditions will come from the Secretariat later.
CM, I think the issue really centres on the environmental concerns, specifically the fishermen on the southern coast of the island, as well as the cost of the project. What is your response in terms of that?
If all the advice comply, and we have to comply, I believe the project will achieve its objective of driving the future development of Penang and also to support the implementation of the Penang Transport Master Plan. If you look at some of the advice, we welcome them. For instance, number one, to plan for the smart city on the island, and I'm sure we are all for it. Number two, for instance, and it's consistent with our plan to expand the industrial area beyond Bayang Lepas. Advice number two says that we should develop industrial park with high technology based on IR 4.0 and ensure that we become the first in the region to focus on automation, AI, robotic, Internet of Things, and so on. So I think we would definitely comply with all the advice, and we welcome it because it would definitely make this project successful. Yeah, with regard to the cost, I think with the decision yesterday, our project delivery partners will have to move into the second stage of work, which we did not proceed earlier on, pending the decision. Now, with this go-ahead given, the PDP would have to work out the detailed design with, of course, the intention of calling for tender so that this project can be implemented.
Minister, you still haven't addressed whether you think this the PSR project will impact the coastal environment, though, in Penang. Is it right now a decision of whether to prioritize the economic benefit over environmental impact?
We need a holistic view of Penang, and I believe the project is necessary for the future development of Penang. We recognize the environment impact of this project, and that's why compliance of detailed environment impact assessment, environment management plan, and all relevant studies like the social impact assessment, fishery impact assessment, are conditioned and wise that we have to adhere to, and to come up with mitigation to mitigate the impact on affected fishermen in the area.
Chief Minister, well, let's talk about the wider Penang Transport Master Plan and the Pan Island Link Highway specifically. Now, estimates are that it's going to cost 400 million ringgit per kilometre of road, compared to about 68 million ringgit per kilometre of the revised ECRL project, for a total of 46 billion ringgit. A lot of Penangites, even including myself, believe that more roads and more highways will lead to more traffic congestion in the state, as opposed to more feeder buses and more, I guess, electricity-generated public transport. What is your response to that?
I'm sure that you are under the misconception that with public transport, a city would not face a traffic jam. It is far from the truth. Look at more of one city with very good public transport system. They still build roads because you are looking at maybe a 30-70% model share, 40-60% model share. Public transport can cater to a certain percentage. But what about the rest? The rest still depends on roads and an efficient road and highway system will definitely be an asset to any city.
Now, Minister, how about the focus of developing the mainland? Why is the Seberang Perai not considered as an alternative to, you know, instead of going ahead with the reclamation project?
Again, another misconception that what we do here on Penang Island is at the expense of Seberang Perai, which is far from the truth. I have said so many times the future of Penang is in Seberang Perai, and a lot of things are happening in Seberang Perai. But Penang Island would continue to receive attention as the prime mover of our manufacturing and services sector, and we have to continue to grow it.
Chief, CM, in terms of the 46 billion ringgit cost for the Pan Island Link Highway, which of course, as you have previously supported...
No, it's not 46 billion. Get your facts true.
What is the exact amount?
46 billion for the Pan Island Link. No.
What is the Penang Transport Master Plan going to cost overall?
Then, yes, you say the overall Penang Transport Master Plan plus the reclamation, it is around that figure, yeah.
How is it going to be funded?
Land reclamation.
By who?
The land has to be reclaimed. I mean, the sea has to be reclaimed.
Yes, right. Three islands.
And then revenue
4,500 acres. Who's going to be developing it and reclaiming the land?
The state government is the project owner and the asset owner.
Who will be doing the work, Chief Minister?
It has to be appointed through an open tender.
And who are the tenderers at this point in time?
Anybody who thinks that they can offer the best price.
Who have you earmarked at this point in time for this tender?
How could we earmark? It's an open tender. Everybody is welcome to bid for it.
When is the tender open?
When it is ready.
Which is when?
Probably next year.
Specifically first half or second half?
No, I have no answer. We have just got this go ahead, and I think there are still a lot of work to be done. So many compliance that we have to fulfill before even thinking about starting the project. I think we are we have given our commitment. We will never and can never start unless we have secured all approval and compliance fulfilled.
Last question, Chief Minister. 46 billion ringgit cost. What is the expected fiscal return from this project?
I mean, you quoted the star, 70 billion.
I didn't quote any star number. CM, I'm asking you now.
You quoted us early on.
It wasn't me, CM. I'm asking you now. What is the expected fiscal return?
I mean, your radio station, I don't know who is over the other end. Do you expect me to name the person?
I'm asking you, what is the fiscal return from this project?
Let me get my thought and reply you. You have been getting rude now.
Fair question, CM. Government going to spend 46 billion ringgit. What is the fiscal return?
That's why I answer. You quoted Star 70 billion. I think it can be more than that.
Thank you ever so much for your time.
You didn't want to hear my answers.
So what is the answer, CM? That was Penang Chief Minister Chow Kon-yeo answering about the Penang South Reclamation Project, as well as the 46 billion ringgit estimated cost for the entire Penang Transport Master Plan. Comments? Interesting project, isn't it?
Interesting, and it looks like we're going to be seeing perhaps the tender open for the project
sometime
next year.
That's right.
So once I suppose we'll have more information on that as soon as the Penang State Government manages to get all its papers in order.
That's right.
And I think we'll have to keep an eye on the compliance side of things. I think that has been the headline of our Chief Minister.
Okay, stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.